Greetings and welcome to the Franz Barden Podcast. I'm your host, Clint Sabom, and I'm realizing that a whole lot of time passed there in February when I didn't have a podcast, and my intention now going forward is to have one available once every 2 weeks. So, anyway, today I'm going to be talking about substances in Barden work. It seems to be a topic that I see brought up in forums a lot, and it may be something that you are still wondering about, and I'm going to give my own take and my own experience. I generally speak from experience, so that's basically where I'm coming from. Definitely don't take it as a law that it's written in stone, but this is just my own experience and my experience hearing from clients as well. That having said, I do offer individual coaching and I do offer group sessions. In the group sessions and, if you want, in the individual sessions, I do Akashic transmissions, which is basically the power of God projected or emanated, is the word I like to use, onto you through the Zoom camera, and it's having very good success so far, with people feeling a lot of positive energy coming through, and it's been helping them in their practice. That having said, I can just coach you through the steps too if you want that, which a lot of people do and need. So let's get right to the subject. Oh, and if you want to, sorry about this, if you want to contact me, you can go to my website at clintsabom.com, or you can just simply send me an email at thegraveyardcowboy@gmail.com. So, all of that having said, let's get to the heart of the matter, substances and Barden work. And I'll just run through these real quick, actually, and then maybe elaborate on them some after. I know Barden smoked cigarettes and drank a lot of coffee from many reports about his life, but I've also read so many different accounts of his life and different stories about his life, and not all of them seem to match up. So, in a sense, I'm still kind of chalking up Barden's own life to a big, I don't know exactly, and we don't know exactly what went on with him. So, that having said, smoking cigarettes and coffee is not really going to hurt you a whole lot with Barden work. Cigarettes are pretty unhealthy. Coffee's not that unhealthy, really. But those aren't really the big mind-altering substances that can really kind of mess up your practice, at least in my opinion. I only do coffee, I avoid alcohol and hard drugs, and those would be the things I'd say most avoid. I think alcohol can really lower your vibration a lot. Of course, if you're just meeting like a few friends at a bar once a week and having one or two drinks, well, I wouldn't worry about that too much. If you're drinking every day, I would say it can definitely lower your vibration. And I think that the further you go on in this work, the less and less you'll want alcohol, because, you know, what happens with alcohol is, in the beginning, it can kind of lower inhibitions and raise your consciousness in its own weird sort of way. But after time goes on and you get a little older and a little more progressed in your spiritual path, I think you will find that alcohol lowers your vibration. And by vibration, I just mean overall spiritual energy, really. So, I think that can happen, and I would advise getting away from that in any way possible. I haven't drank alcohol in 13 years, and it was a great decision to give it up. And also, hard drugs of any kind, you know, and maybe not necessarily even hard, I would say any drugs. And now I know some people don't consider cannabis necessarily a drug, but I would advise to be careful with that, because You know, if you're smoking weed every day, I would say that definitely would kill your chi and interfere with progressing in the path. And it would basically kind of kill your mind and your focus as well. It might make things seem a lot more interesting and fascinating, but you might just end up dreaming of all the occult powers you could accomplish without actually doing any practice. You could just start that kind of stoned daydream of, you know, what could be, and just kind of stay stuck in that without like getting into the actual practices. And I think that vacancy of mind would be a lot more difficult stoned than without cannabis. And that's just my opinion. Now, if you need it to sleep, I mean, it can have some good results, but you know, often, you know, what happens with people who take it to sleep is then they start smoking, you know, at other times during the day too. It doesn't stop, it just sleep, and sometimes there can be a spillover effect. So I would watch for that. You know, with anything, the more you drink it, the more you become accustomed, the more you're able to keep doing it, and probably the more you're likely to keep doing it over and over and over. Pills can be bad. Addictive pills can certainly be bad. Here in America, we have an opiate crisis, and maybe in other countries too. I don't know. Maybe you're listening from another country and you have the same thing. But any sort of opiates would definitely throw you off the path. I know that there are accounts of Aleister Crowley using opiates, and he was pretty progressed magically, at least from the stories we hear. Remember, we're just kind of hearing stories of people and, you know, occult or mystical figures over time. So we're not necessarily knowing for sure. You know, if you go and take history classes in college, you will find, you know, first-hand accounts, second-hand accounts. You know, you're not really exactly sure. There's different takes on his life at different times, written by different people. And so nothing is known completely sure, but more is known about some things than other things. I would imagine a lot of history scholars are not studying like occult figures throughout time, although maybe there's some that are fascinating with it, but never really get a job because it's so specific and out there. So, anyways, let's see. What else do we have here? I'm not anti-medical at all. And, you know, so if you're prescribed some prescription drugs, I'm not one of those people that says, oh, don't take it if the doctor thinks you need it or something. You know, I'm certainly not an extremist in that regard. But I do think what's important is that you listen to your body and you listen to your soul. And you see what does what and what effect it can have on you. And usually we know if something is helping us or hurting us. Usually we have an idea and we can feel it and know ourselves. So that is one thing to consider. You know, your own experience of certain things can tell you maybe what to do and what not to do. But yeah. Definitely avoid all the stuff like cocaine, heroin. I don't know. Maybe that goes without saying, but you never know, 'cause people that get into this kinds of stuff, I think, are probably more prone to use different substances than the normal person because we have this appeal to altered states of consciousness. So if we can just cheat kind of and take something, we may be inclined to do it. So, and that's kind of why I do this topic, because I do think it's a topic that can come up with mystics, you know, wanting to alter their consciousness in a different way. Maybe it's already altered some by spiritual practice, but then alter it in a different way to, you know, and you could rationalize it like you're kind of resetting your mind or challenging your mind or all sorts of things, but, you know, it's just craving different states of consciousness, really. And those different states of consciousness can be achieved through working the steps of initiation into Hermetics. By all means, you do not need anything specific to get there. So, let's see what else we got. Yeah, I think I've generally kind of covered it all here so far, and that's just the experience and feedback I get. But again, you know, it's probably best to kind of come to conclusions on your own. Oh, one more thing that I was going to mention were psychedelics. That can kind of be a way of jump-starting you into mystical worlds. Are they necessarily bad to use? You know, I don't know. I mean, using them regularly doesn't seem necessarily a good thing. Doing once a year for, like, your own kind of spiritual retreat of some kind might help. I'm not exactly sure. It might distract you from the path you're on. It might think that you need it in order to have a non-dual experience. So it could kind of depends on how you integrate it into the rest of your life. You know, integration's kind of the last stage of a sacred ceremony. The first being preparation, the second being the ceremony, the third being integration. And it's arguable that the third is the most important part, the integration of it all. So how it integrates into your own system and own understanding. And the key with Barden work is to not be thrown off and not be detoured and not delay or get frustrated with a certain step and then kind of just stop practicing as much for months and months. And that's usually the point people come to me to kind of get them accountable and motivated and moving in the right direction forward, because I like moving people forward. I don't like keeping them stuck in some perfectionistic style. So, yeah, that's kind of the course of things with all of this. And again, I'm speaking from my experience and experience with clients. It's it's probably just something to consider and to take into esteemed account, but not necessarily base your own actions of solely, simply because everybody can be different with these things. Everybody can be really different, you know. Some people microdose on psilocybin, you know, in lieu of whatever, an antidepressant or something, and for some people that's effective. And they do it regularly, and I've heard things, maybe they're already out of that, coming in a prescription pill that you can get. So, you know, who knows if that would help, because I have not done that. So, you know, anyways, I'd just say the more stuff you can avoid, the better. The more things you can avoid, the better. And with coffee, I don't really think it's a huge block. Some Barden teachers might suggest getting off coffee. And maybe that would be a good idea for some people, and maybe not the best idea for others. So that could be an individual subjective thing as well. And, you know, it might strengthen and balance your energetics to get off coffee. I'm not exactly sure. I went through a phase where I got off coffee and I just drank tea, and, you know, it's not like I was suddenly, like, fully enlightened and ready to go to a cave in the Himalayas. You know, it was an adjustment, and I didn't really feel like it was moving necessarily in a positive direction. It was kind of maybe moving in a more neutral direction. And in retrospect, I'm not even really sure why I tried to do that. Maybe just as an experiment. So, I ended up going back to coffee. So that's my story. And again, if you want to contact me, you can always send me an email at thegraveyardcowboy@gmail.com or just go to my website, clintsabom.com, and message me from there. And that also has a link to my YouTube page and my online courses at Perseus Arcane Academy. All right, everybody, sending you all good vibes, and thank you so much for listening and supporting the channel.